You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
Bearing false witness is not okay. Committing perjury is not okay. But you know, to some, it's perfectly fine. Because, you know, Satan. Get out of here with this crap. Oh, do it all for Satan now. Let's go ahead and jump to Jehoshaphat and commit perjury for Satan. Let's bear false witness and give a false testimony for Satan because, you know, Satan is good. Yeah, right. Get out of here. It's not okay. It's not okay to say that somebody touched your butt not once, but twice. Yes, we're doing a personal reference here. I am now facing a case, a current case, in the city of Pomona, California, out of Claremont, California, because, you know, Claremont, California is not big enough of a city to have a court, so they've got to go through Pomona, where I live. So yeah, perfectly okay to these wackos. Perfectly okay to throw somebody in jail because you just don't like the review that they left on your business, on your place of employment. Okay, last I checked, it's my right to post an honest review. Yelp, Google Business Place reviews, whatever you want to call it, Google Maps reviews, doesn't matter. I posted an honest review. That does not give you the right, whoever you may be, now I'm putting quotations in the air because I know exactly who it is. It's not okay. You know, you can't just go out into the public, you know, or somebody who doesn't even touch you, you yell rape at the top of your lungs inside of a crowded bar as if somebody else has touched you in a sexual way. You can't just go and lie about that and then have somebody back up your story who's three sheets to the wind drunk, slamming shots behind the bar. Tell me, Lord, tell me, how is this a credible witness? Here's a fact, it's not. You know what else is not cool? Sending a letter to somebody's house stating that you're advising them that you're just gonna press charges against them because they're running for president. If you don't want a long, drawn out, blah, 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 civil criminal court action of things I obviously didn't do, then you better consider that whenever you're thinking about running for president. Thinking about running for president, I've been running for president for like over a year now. And throughout this whole year, I faced nothing but false witness. People bearing false witness and going to jail on charges that I'm not guilty of. I went to jail for a warrant that's non-extraditable outside of from Las Vegas, okay? Someone in Las Vegas has said that I committed burglary and that it's a felony. It's a felony burglary charge. It's like in the second degree or third degree or some crap like that. I've had it up to my eyeballs with this crap, with these lies, with these liars, with this scum. With these scumbags. I mean, aren't you guys tired of getting lied to the police and to anybody who will listen? This is ridiculous. This is beyond ridiculous. You can't keep doing this to me. You can't keep doing this to my campaign. I can hear you now. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, yes. No, you can't. You know why? Because eventually I'm going to press charges and the charges are going to stick. You know, Juneau police might not be able to do anything about it, or I'm sorry, refuses to do anything about it whenever I try to file a police report about your abuse. And the police may say that nothing criminal has happened, but you're committing a federal crime. You're sending me letters through the postal mail that are threatening, whether the police think it's threatening or not. You're threatening my campaign with civil and criminal action. I did nothing. I did nothing to you. I didn't do a damn thing to you. But instead, you want to act like I have pissed and shit. I'm sorry. I have defecated in your Cheerios. Get out of here with this crap. with your false excrements and your Cheerios. And said Cheerios. Get out of here with this shit. I'm tired of it. I'm absolutely tired of all of you. And I'm tired of my ex stalking me, cyber stalking me and harassing me. This is absolutely asinine. It's ridiculous. Get over yourself. Stop stalking me. Leave me the fuck alone. Get out of my hair. Get out of my life. Are you happy? You supposedly, allegedly, got two kids out of me. And you want to sit there and wave a court paternal order in my face as if there's been a DNA test to prove? There's been no DNA test to prove that I have kids with this vile human being, subhuman. Yet, she wants to act like I owe her what a child support. Okay, prove they're mine. I've been waiting for the paternal tests. I've been waiting for the DNA tests. But instead, I'm gonna have to go get them myself. Is that what's gonna have to happen? Because you refuse to acknowledge the truth. You refuse to tell the truth to these people. And you know what's funny? Is you probably have told the truth to the people who are harassing me. And publicly humiliating me. And wasting my time in jail. 6 hours of jail time wasted. That's time of my life wasted. I could have been doing anything. Playing guitar, playing video games, making a podcast, editing my website, furthering my political career. I don't know, maybe earning money so that way I don't have to be on disability anymore, but I can't even go out there and have a freaking job. This is ridiculous. You know, I cannot believe the fucking audacity of you. Get a fucking life, Ashley Moore. Get a fucking life, Ashley Lynn Moore. I am sick and tired of you acting as if you're so pristine. As if you've got such a beautiful soul. When you're vile, you're nasty, you're trash. I don't mean to talk about my alleged baby mama like that, but I'm tired of your abuse. I'm absolutely sick of your abuse. You've carried this on since 2010. You've done nothing but abuse me. What, I cheated on you? I didn't want to be with you in the first place, and it was obvious. You knew I didn't want to be with you. What, you think I was using you? Is that what's up? That's what's up, Ashley? You think it's perfectly justifiable to do all this crap? Because you can't get over yourself. You can't learn to let shit go. You can't let things go, can you? You're probably perfectly happy that I'm raising my voice on a fucking podcast. But this is how fucking frustrated I am with the abuse that's being put on me. I'm tired of all your abuse. Stop abusing the children. This is ridiculous. I put out a press release on this shit because I am so tired of it, and I know that she's behind it. Now they're trying to get me registered as a fucking sex offender, as if having me fucking charged for domestic violence that I didn't fucking commit, that's technically not even domestic violence in the first place, it wasn't enough. That wasn't enough for you. When is it gonna be enough? When I'm fucking dead, you whore? You fucking bitch! You are fucking the drug dealer that you wouldn't stop visiting. I said we've got two fucking kids. Now, allegedly. But no. You didn't want to stop seeing Jonathan. What happened? You got fucking raped, probably. That's probably what happened. Because you ended up with his fucking kid. We go and we visit him one more time with our youngest daughter. Supposedly it's both her and I's. But yeah. And what did he do? What did he do? He snorted drugs right in front of our baby girl. That's exactly what he did. And as we were leaving, what did he say, Ashley? I'll tell you what he said. Take care of my kids. How do you think that fucking makes me feel? Having a fucking drug dealer say that. It's ridiculous. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of your abuse. I'm not gonna put up with it anymore. You know, y'all all can sit here and threaten me with court action, criminal action, all this crap. How about I come after you? How about I sue you plus press charges against you? That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, you're still abusing me. You're still going well out of your way to send the police to a fucking house that I don't own. This is not my house. And it's not okay for you to harass the people that I live with in such a fashion. To place an anonymous call that knows my fucking ID address. You know, the Alaska address? Nobody fucking knows that out here. But thanks to you, all types of people fucking know now. And guess what else? Thanks to you, all types of people now know that I'm running for U.S. president, including a judge, a DA, a public defender. Who else? Several police now. I've now told this to several police that I'm a U.S. presidential candidate. And you know what they tell me? They don't tell me I'm fucking crazy. They tell me, get Trump. Go get him. I'm tired of this shit. Get him. Oh, you're gonna fix shit that's wrong with law enforcement? Yeah, go get him. Fix this shit. I'm tired of fucking putting in several fucking reports for one report. I'm tired of corrupted files in our fucking system. Yeah, they tell me to go get them. They fucking support me, unlike you. You miserable piece of shit. You fat fuck. You just sit there. You just sit there in your self-loathing. And you think that it's okay to do this shit to me and the people who are involved. Meaning my fucking roommates. These people are fucking innocent. I'm fucking innocent. So leave me the fuck alone, you predator. I'm so tired of this shit. Use this in court. Use this with the law enforcement. I don't care. I want them to hear this shit. I want them to hear how abusive you are. So maybe the fucking, maybe somebody finally will fucking take me seriously. That you are a fucking abuser. That some moms just shouldn't have rights over their kids. Those kids should be taken from you. They should have been taken from you years ago. Back in what, 2014, 2015? When all this shit went down? When you decided that you were gonna press charges for, what is it? Domestic violence that I didn't do? Disturbing the peace? You get out of here. Get out of here. You were the one disturbing my peace. You're the one who came in and started bitching about breast milk. I haven't used your breast milk. Yeah, I use powdered milk. Is that a crime? Bearing false witness is not okay. And it's against the law, have you know. Not only is it against the law, but it will be taken seriously. It's also a sin. But hey, you know, Satan. So it's okay. Satan's gonna come around and make your day. He's gonna provide you with all the things you need and want and love and blah, 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 right? Right? And he's gonna take care of you in the afterlife. No, he's gonna stick a pitchfork so far up your fucking ass you'll be shitting pitchforks for fucking decades, for centuries. Till the end of fucking time. But hey, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. You know, karma is gonna come around and bite you in the fucking ass, and I can't wait. I'm tired of this shit. And I've said it a million times, I'll keep saying it. I am absolutely tired of this bullshit. It's fucked up. You can't keep doing this. You're not a sane person. You have been trying to do the same thing to me for, let's see, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. It's been 5 years. You have now been trying to do the same thing for 5 fucking years. That's the literal definition of insanity. I have let this go. I have left you alone. You wanted a protective order? Bitch, you fucking got it. Have your protective order. Reinstate it. Great. Wonderful. I don't give a fuck. I'm not coming to hurt you. I'm coming to convict you. There's a huge fucking difference. Don't you understand? You can grasp at whatever fucking straws you want to, but eventually I'm going to keep coming out unscathed. Don't you ever fucking learn? You can't just lie about somebody. You can't keep doing this. What about you're doing something like a psycho? Don't you understand? What about you can't get away with this even though you keep trying for years? Don't you understand? What don't you guys sit, what you and your little fuckboy crew in Juneau, Alaska, Mike Mercer and Greg Knight, what do y'all not understand? Y'all think this is fucking funny? It's not funny. This is my fucking life you're fucking with. This is alleged. Okay, no, let's go ahead and say this is the father of your children's fucking life that you're fucking with. That's alleged as fuck because it still hasn't been proven. it hasn't been technically proven in a court of law. It's just been ruled on. So you want to come after me for child support? Good fucking luck. I'm on disability. What are you going to do? Garnish my fucking disability so I can't pay fucking rent? That's fucked up. That is fucked up. That's so fucked up. That's probably the only reason you haven't come after me is because you know I can't fucking pay it. You know I'm not in a position to fucking pay for child support. You know, I could take care of these kids on my own because I was before you even fucking did all this shit. Who was in the house taking care of the kids? Me, not you. You were at work for 12 hours a fucking day, what, 3 or 4 days a week? You came home and slept all fucking day afterwards. And then when you got up, you're a fucking tyrant, trying to take over taking care of the kids. You want to give me a break? Why didn't you let me out of the fucking house? Why did you keep me a prisoner inside of the fucking house? Why that, Ashley? Why? To suit your fucking ego? You know, to keep me as your fucking slave? That's so abusive. That is beyond abusive. And it's not okay, dude. It is not okay. You can't just bear false witness. You can't just keep somebody in your house and abuse them. Even people who know you and your exes, they all know you were abusive. They all know. They all agreed with me. What now? What now, Ashley? Everybody knows you're an abuser. Everybody knows, and now all my fans are gonna know. How does that feel? Does that feel good? I hope it stings as much as you screwing with my life every single day of the week that you can possibly muster the money to get them to sacrifice their time to come and fuck with me. Yeah. You're no better than Johnny Depp's fucking ex that was stalking him. You're just a vile piece of shit. You're just a piece of shit. And as much as I don't want to say this about you, it's true. It's true. Only you can change your ways, not me. I tried. I tried to help you. You were looking better. You were looking healthy. And then what'd you do? You ran right back to the drugs. You were trying to buy coke at the bar, and people told me it got back to me that you were at the bar that night. You weren't trying to buy weed. You were trying to buy coke. You didn't ask a goddamn soul about weed, cause you knew where to fucking get it. The drug dealer, huh? What, he couldn't have got you some fucking coke? You're sick. You're absolutely sick. Sick in the head. You're the one who needs help, not me. But now, thanks to you, I've gotta go see a fucking psychiatrist? You're nuts. You're absolutely crazy. This is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous. I can't even believe I'm fucking posting a podcast about this shit. You're absolutely insane. And you all think that this is okay because, you know, Satan. Fuck you. Fuck you all. I'm so tired of this shit. The abusive, sacrilegious, asinine assholes. The audacity of you. The audacity of you to drag innocent people into this. To drag innocent children into this. You know, you want to act like I'm some kind of fucking rapist and shit? Fuck you. Fuck you. I haven't raped one fucking person in my fucking life ever. But you're raping me.